täna õhtul teeb Klassikaraadio Niguliste kirikus otseülekande jõulujassi kontserdilt Talvemaastikud, kus esinevad Eesti Filharmoonia Kammerkoor, Robert Jürjendal, Arve Henriksen Norrast, Norra trompetimängija ja Madis Metsamart. Ja meil on siin Filharmoonia Kammerkoori dirigent Kaspar Sputnitš ja Arve Henriksen, kellega me paar sõna juttu räägime. Ma alustaksin Kaspar Sputnitšist. Can you talk about this program a little bit?
Yeah, it actually, the whole combination, the whole idea started with just the willingness to collaborate with these wonderful musicians. Basically, that was the start. That was already a while ago that we spoke with Robert Jürjendal about the possibility to do something together. And then I was lucky to be in Tallinn when Arve played a concert here in Nigulis together with Trio Medieval and Vox Clamantis. And I know Trio Medieval, also some of the ladies personally, for a rather long time. But this was the first time that I heard Arve play live, and I was just absolutely stunned by that incredible subtlety and precision, and also the communication that these musicians created among themselves. And I thought, wow, I would really like to one day in my life be part of that kind of wonder. And then somehow, yeah, we speak to Robert again at some point, and I mentioned this to him, and then suddenly it all kind of grew very organically into an idea for a concert program. And then we thought it could be something related to Christmas, but not necessarily Christmas carols or any other repertoire that is closely associated to Christmas or Advent period as such, but the music that would still, you know, celebrate this birth of light and love. And so we ended up with this combination of musicians and also combination of musical pieces.
Kaspar Sputnitš ja Robert Jürjendal arutasid koos juba ammu tegelikult, et võiks teha midagi sellist jazzmuusikute ja Filharmoonia Kammerkoori koostöös. Ja Arve Henriksen esines Trio Medievali ja Vox Clamantisega kunagi samuti Niguliste kirikus. Ja seal kuulis teda esimest korda Kaspar Sputnitš. Kuigi Sputnitš tunneb Trio Medievali liikmeid juba varasemast, siis Arve Henrikseni polnud ta varem kuulnud ja ta ütles, et oli täiesti rabatud Henrikseni täpsusest ja unikaalsest soundist. Ja juba siis ta unistas, et ühel päeval võiks temagi ehk koos Henrikseniga midagi ette võtta. Ja nüüd ongi see unelmate projekt teoks saanud. Sputnitš ütles ka, et kui nad algselt kava kokku panid, siis ta arvas, et kindlasti võiks mingi seos jõuludega olla, aga mitte ilmlingimata jõululauludega, jõulurepertuaariga, vaid pigem abstraktsemas mõttes valguse ja armastuse sünniga. Arve Henriksen on Tallinnas mitmeid kordi esinenud. Näiteks mängis ta Terje Isungsetiga kunagi muusikat klaaspillidel. Ja kui selline pakkumine nüüd talle tuli, siis haarasta sellest kohe kinni.
You know, first of all, it was a very kind invitation from the fantastic musicians here and conductors and organizers. And I've been lucky to be in Tallinn many times before, playing glass music some years ago with Terje Isungset, and I've been working with Madda Lipartz in different projects that she's been helping us with. So I've been sort of very happy to be here and also perform in this church once before, as mentioned here. And, you know, this combination of vocals and medieval music, or, you know, these timelines going way back in time, is quite natural for me to sort of work in these types of rooms and also to work with this type of musical elements. And Robert's music, which is fantastic, beautiful and very open, at the same time giving me the space to improvise in this room of music, and also together with this beautiful choir and also the percussive elements from Madis, is like a dream landscape to be in. And with using the tool of improvisation and to orchestrate together with these people, I'm really lucky to be a part of this. So I'm so much looking forward to perform in this room once again. So it's a fantastic dream come true.
Arve Henriksen ütles tunnustavaid sõnu just Robert Jürjendali muusika kohta, mis annab ruumi improvisatsioonile. Ja kuna kontsertil on kohal ka koor, siis see teeb muidugi projekti veelgi erilisemaks. Ja muidugi kiitis Arve Henriksen Niguliste saali, mis on talle läbi aegade juba isegi natuke koduseks saanud. Kavas sisaldub ka Arve Henrikseni loomingut ja ühe loo kirjutas ta koos oma abikaasa Anna-Maria Freemaniga ja see kannab pealkirja Andvake Theme of Alida and Asle ja selle teose tellis temalt sel aastal Bergeni festival ja ta arvas, et see võiks ka tänase kontserti programmi kenasti sobida.
Well, one of the pieces is a composition that I made together with my wife, Anna-Maria Freeman. We commissioned some music for Bergen Festival this year. It was in the beginning just a little sort of sketch and a soundscape. And when I just suggested this piece, it was very sort of easy to adapt this and to blend this with the rest of the material. And there's also a more freer based on more improvisation elements that will come along. But it's also for me when I work as a musician using improvisation as a tool, it's also to come to this church, then you also just have to go with the flow and feel the atmospheric and get inspired by the room. So it's not 100% finished piece yet, but after I played, I know what I've played. So I like this combination of composed, pre-composed and fixed music, but also at the same time have this chance of work with a choir and the conductor where it's possible to change ideas along the way, to modulate and to carve into the music and find the solution which the concert program needs. And this is what we've been doing today at rehearsal. We've been trying out different things and just gradually finding what's needed for making a program and to sort of gradually take away, which is maybe the most important part with improvisation, is to gradually take away elements to be sitting around the table at the end of the day with very concise and precise ideas and let the music tell us what's needed instead of telling the ego what we would like to do. So it's a very delicate balance. And I think today on the rehearsals, it has been very interesting to see how gradually the program has transformed a little bit. We had an idea in the beginning of the day. By the end of the day, we know for sure that we have a program which is now distillated. And even maybe tomorrow, there will be even more distillation at the sound check and rehearsals due to the room acoustics. So it's an ongoing process. Even up to the point people are entering the room, we will sort of still be blending and adjusting to the room.
Arve Henriksen rääkis ka, et temale kui improvisaatorile on väga oluline ruum, kus muusika sünnib. Muusika ei saa kunagi 100% valmis, see võib muutuda proovis ja isegi veel ka kontserdil, aga prooviprotsessis on oluline erinevatest ideedest välja destilleerida see kõige olulisem kontsentraat ning lasta muusikal end juhtida, mitte muusikale oma ego liigselt peale suruda. Seega ootab Arve Henriksen huviga, mis täna õhtul saama hakkab. Kaspar Sputnič mainis veel, et enamasti töötab koor valmis partituuriga, mis on ajaproovile vastu pidanud ja mida on sajandite vältel juba esitatud. Aga kokkupuutudes jazz-improvisatsiooniga on vaja hoopis teistsugust lähenemist ja teistsugust valmidust ka lauljate poolt.
Yeah, I think a lot of the music that we are presenting here is in a way a contemplation of natural environment and of elements. What is the light? What is the wind? What is the stream? What is the stream of life? Well, you know, all these big things that get a little bit banal when you name them. Yeah, how does the musical rhythm correlate with rhythms of nature, for instance? That kind of thing. I can add to what Arve said that it's a beautiful experience because, you know, 90% of time we are dealing with wonderful music that is fixed in score and there's of course nothing wrong about it whatsoever. I mean, that's absolutely beautiful and been proven through centuries. But then sometimes it is very important, I think, for all the musicians to get back to the sense of what is happening now and here and what is the need of this very moment, and to be able to really go with the flow. And you can also do it with pre-written, like pre-set music in the school, but this is like a beautiful reminder of where actually the music is rooted, where does it come from, and what is the vocabulary that we use and what is the communication. So it's beautiful for us to become a part of the flow, as exactly as Arvo said, that there are things that are kind of fixed. It's a little bit like, if I may say, it's maybe a stupid example, but it's like if you kind of put an agenda for the conversation, you think you know what you want to talk about with your friend. So you've got the subject matter, you've got a list of things that's on your heart, but then the conversation itself brings up something totally unexpected. Always there's something new. And I think this is the kind of experience that we are going through now in the process.
Kaspar Sputnici sõnul on kõikidel muusikutel vahel vaja reageerida hetke olukorrale ja vooluga kaasa minna. See annab võimaluse ka mõtiskleda rohkem muusika kui sellise olemuse üle. Sputnici ütles, et seda võib võrrelda vestlusega kahe inimese vahel. Kui vestluse teema võib olla ette antud ja isegi võib olla punkthaaval välja kirjutanud, siis vestlus ise tihti peale kulgeb hoopis mingis teises suunas ja pakub lõppkokkuvõttes üllatavaid tulemusi. Sama loodab Kaspar Sputnici ka tänaõhtusest kontserdist. Jõulujatsi kontsert Talve maastikud algab täna õhtul kell 7 Niguliste kontserdisaalis ja Klassika Raadio teeb sellest kontserdist ka ülekande. Esinevad Eesti Filharmoonia Kammerkoor, Robert Jürjendal, Arve Henriksen ja Madis Metsamart. Kavas on muusikat nii Robert Jürjendalilt kui ka Arve Henriksenilt ning ka mõned jõululaulud. Filharmoonia Kammerkoori juhatab Kaspar Sputnici.